If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I like Moose Knuckle.
I will destroy them all.
Yes, hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Coordinates, an Attack on Titan podcast. Holy shit, I said it right! Yes, and it's the occasionally featuring, or featuring weekly at the moment, Chainsaw Man episodes that we've got going on. Oh yes, people, I'm back. It's me. Once again, we are here to talk to you about Chainsaw Man. And this is going to be a short, sweet, sharp episode, hopefully. You know what I'm like, I tend to ramble on a little bit. But I haven't got much time, and I'm sorry this episode's come out on a Friday afternoon. That's late. That is late, late, late. But this week at work has been an absolute freaking dumpster fire of a week. It has been just one emergency to the next for me. And I'm like, I'm tier 3 IT, so the buck stops here. I have to get shit fixed, or it doesn't get, or I get sacked. So, you know, it's been a tough, tough week, but I'm here, and I'm here to talk to you about Chainsaw Man. And oh, it's just, you know, this episode, episode 6, gunfire, absolutely balls, no, sorry, episode 8, gunfire, really, really good. And, oh my God, this show is so horny to start with. Teenage boy horny, like, ah, ridiculous. But we're treated to the scene with Himeno and, what's his face? Denji, our main character. They're back at Himeno's place, and she's dragged him home with her, despite the fact he's passed out, but again, Tyler mentioned we're not really sure why he passed out, because he might have got drunk on her vomit. And we see her slowly strip him off. She puts him into bed. He sleeps it off for a little bit. And she goes and drinks a beer out of the fridge. She's obviously hammered. And then she's like, climbs on him. And also, one of the things I love about Chainsaw Man is the art direction. The way that we always see things from, like, it's just slightly looking from behind the door handle, or it's slightly looking over at the chairs. And I actually noticed a continuity mistake here, Chainsaw Man people. Yes, 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 I did. All right. They come into the flat, and she falls over, and she knocks over her barstool chairs. And then they do a few little arty shots, and we see both the chairs standing up. And you think, maybe she's picked them up, you know, as a reasonable assumption. And then later on, after we have the whole scene where they're chatting in bed together, and she's like weirdly, like, ugh, vomit spit coming out of her mouth. So gross. it comes back to it, and the bar stool is still falling over. So, people, I know, this is what you come here for me to notice continuity mistakes in the animation, but it's there. She basically says to him, you've got a big thing for the redhead girl, haven't you? Miki Mama, yeah, that sounds right. And I don't know why you and Aki have got such a thing for her. Why haven't you got a thing for me? Yeah, when she kisses him, this is all this like brown saliva coming out, and it reminds him of her vomiting into his mouth, obviously. And he's just like, he's not had a good experience with his first time. And then she leans over. She's like, oh, what is she? She's really hammered. She's like climbing all over him, jumping around. Things are jiggling everywhere. She lies down next to him and says, hey, why don't we do it? And then it goes into the credits. Now, given that that is exactly what happened at the end of the last episode, we knew all of this stuff. This was just like an arty-farty way of doing it against that point. Then the opening credit starts. That's 5 fucking minutes. Like, that's like 1/5 of the episode. It's just getting back to where we was, where she's like, hey, you want to do it? And she takes his shirt off, rolls him over, starts going down, starts to undoes his belt buckle. She's like, yeah, we're going to do it. And he's having a crisis of confidence. Like, can I really let her have it my first time? And he actually turns her down. But it's worse than that. There's a bit here where I actually genuinely thought that this wasn't actually real. I thought this was all happening in his head. Because as a teenage boy, I've been there where you've been in a situation and the slightest fault that a girl will have anything to do with you in that situation, and you could have a literal 30-second daydream that would be exactly like this, where the whole, you plan out the entire night of calamity, but ends up with you having sex with that girl. I sound so perverted, all right? I'm talking about, you know, 13-year-old Bill up to about, yeah, now. No. 13-year-old Bill up to about 16, 17. At that point, it starts getting realistic, and you actually start drinking alcohol. So, you know, you get past it. But yeah, it's just weird how it just suddenly flicks back to them being at the restaurant and then Mikima giving him a lolly. A Chubba Chump, specifically. I fucking love Chubba Chumps, people. I literally had one about 20 minutes ago. I've still got a whole basket of sweets left over from Halloween. And for some reason, my two girls, love chocolate, don't like sweets at all. So Halloween comes around. Yeah, daddy gets 2 big baskets full of sweets to get through for the next 2 months. It is a great time of year for me. And yeah, she puts his Chubba Chump in his mouth. So, you know, tells him, don't worry about your first kiss. It was bad. But at least you'll always remember your first indirect kiss tasted sweet. Yeah. And this gives him the thing where it goes back to then being in the room. So it wasn't just a 10-second fantasy happening in the room while he was being kissed before she vomited in his mouth, which is kind of where I thought it was going for a minute. He's actually there, but he's just having a flashback to the woman he actually likes and being like, do you know what? I'm going to save myself for her. Because if I kill the gun devil, she's going to let me stick it in places where she doesn't want it. That's what she's told me. That is what she's told me, people. And so it flicks back. He's sleeping on the floor. Eventually she wakes up and she's like, hey, I blacked out. I can't fucking remember shit. He's just like, don't worry. I was a gentleman. And yeah, she's fed up because Aki and Denji are both fawning over Mikimama. Mikimama! Oh, man, I'm sorry, I can't look up the name. I haven't got the time. I've literally got 8 minutes of my day left. So she discusses with Denji about, you know, joining forces to help him get hooked up with Mikimama. And so he's just like, yes, I'm well up for this. This sounds amazing. And like, she's obviously got the ulterior motive of trying to push Makima to... Oh, Makima! I think I remembered it. Is that Makima? Yeah. Push Makima towards Denji, because then that pushes her away from Aki. And then everything suddenly goes to absolute shit. We see Mikima and the other guy on the train, and it goes into a tunnel, and then all these people pulls out guns and blows their brains out. And it's just like... What? They're killing off the entire team? We see the really annoying girl, I can't remember her name, and the other guy, you know, the two guys who, when they were trapped in the hotel, were just absolutely awful, and one of them stabbed Aki, and yeah, they get their heads blown away by an old lady walking along beside them, and then the other guys, Aki, Power, Denji, and Mikima, are all sitting in a restaurant, eating ramen or whatever, and then this guy starts taking the piss out of him, saying like, man, this ramen's awful. And like, what are you talking about, man? And Power gets really upset about it, you know, she's quite feisty as it is. And yeah, this guy's accusing him of having bad taste, and then he sort of gestures towards Denji and shows
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever, and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
American Giant makes great clothing. T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
A picture of the gangster who used to be in charge of Denji. And he's just like, Denji's like, what the fuck do you want? And then the guy just literally says, I hear the gun devil's after your heart. And he's just like, what? He pulls out a gun. Bang, shoots Denji in the forehead. At which point, Aki, Power, and Mikima all react at the same time. Too quick, especially Power. Power straight up, uppercuts him. And then Aki brings out the fox demon, which absolutely bites his thing and says, oh, Aki, you've given me something strange this time. And then the fox demon splits in half! Oh, this episode goes absolutely off the rails at this point. It just splits in half. And I think they say, like, is that, and Himeno gets absolutely battered, like she falls and gets all this stuff all over her, and what is this guy? Is someone, because at some point during the thing they said, is that a nail? And I was just like, what? But this guy looks like he's like the sword devil, you know, he's got swords coming out of his arms and out of his face, and it's definitely like some sort of sword, so I don't think it's a nail, but it's enough that, Power. Sorry, I had to look at it then. Power says, is that a nail? I don't know. I'm confused by that. But yeah, Aki pulls out the special sword that we found out in the last episode will take some of his life away. And so he stabs this demon once with it, and we see this black mouth go one. And they fight a bit more, and it's a really cool, epic fight. And then two, stabs him again. The little mouth comes out. Two. And then we get a bit more fighting, comes around, and then three. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, the cursed demon comes, grabs him, and puts him in like this sort of crucifix-type state with all these bones around him, and then digging into him. And it's just like, oh man, this is some deep, deep satanic Machiavellian... I don't even know what the word Machiavellian means. It's some deep, weird shit going on here. And then the thing is just dead on the floor. And Aki, of course, is worried about Himeno, because Power's with Himeno. Power just gets relegated to being like the doctor, and it's just like, man, she's a really cool blood demon. She can literally form like swords and shit out of blood and hit things, but she always ends up being like, go over there and help that person, stop them from bleeding. She's like, okay. So she's trying to stop Himeno from doing it. And then, oh, Himeno's sword. Aki's sword is the nail. Okay, I get it now. Aki's sword with the cursed demon curse thing on it is the nail. That's what they were talking about. And this other guy's got to be a sword demon. And then this girl suddenly just pops out of nowhere and brings him, like, back to life and just picks him up. And so, like, this girl is so, like, nonchalant. She's in a big red hoodie. She's got red, deep red eyes. Yeah, keep that in mind. Because who else we know who's got deep red eyes who's just been shot in the back of the head? Yeah, Tyler had a little chat about this and said, he thinks Mikima's going to be okay because there isn't really, because she's got really strange looking eyes, so he thinks she's some sort of demon devil and will be okay. And then in the blink of an eye, without even being able to see it, the sword demon rushes past Aki, and then Aki's chest just explodes where he's been stabbed with the spider sword demon. And it's just like, even Power says, I couldn't read his movements. And then this brings Himeno into place. She starts calling upon the ghost demon. The ghost demon's like, fuck, I'm not going after the blonde girl. And then Himeno's just like, I'll give you everything I've got. And she pushes an arm out. And then this, the ghost demon, like all these hundreds of arms come out. Then it has this weird like arm, like mesh body. Then this huge like face with a like white type mask over it. It looks really, really cool. And then her arm, the Himeno's arm just disappears. And this thing's attacking the shit out of the sword demon. And it looks so, so cool. I love the weird sort of mask. Its eyes are like sewn shut and its mouth is, but its mouth's able to open a little bit. And then she uses her other, Himeno uses her other hand, her other arm disappears. And then it's just like this thing is just crushing the skull thing to death. And even this, the knife's pushing into the ghost demon's face just as Himeno disappears completely. And then the blonde-haired girl out of nowhere summons a snake demon, which basically bites the ghost demon in half. And then the guy with the swords get up and Himeno's dead. And it's just like, fucking what is going on, man? We're like half our cast, over half our cast has just died in the last 20 minutes. And it's just like, Aki is just absolutely just insanely just upset with the whole thing. And like the fact that Himeno's there, he's bleeding out, Power isn't really able to do anything to help. Denji looks like he's dead on the floor. I mean, again, we're going to assume Denji's okay because of the fact that he's actually like a big demon fella who's not... Yeah, we're going to assume here that Denji is okay, being that he is the Chainsaw Man. So it'd be a bit weird if they just killed him off. And then, yeah, pretty much that's it. The episode just ends there. And the out music is amazing. I wish I had time to edit in, but the out music is amazing. And all the scenes of Aki and Himeno smoking, walking through the graveyards. Really, really good imagery. Great, great music. Absolutely love this intro. Probably my second favourite outro so far. But yes, unfortunately, people, I have run out of time today. This was an amazing, amazing episode. Like I said, the first 5-10 minutes was really slow with the whole sleeping with Himeno not happening thing and her being like grossly dribbling sick into his mouth. And then moving on into the fact that the whole thing with the whole team, like which we've only just established over the last couple episodes, being wiped out by like secret agent style stuff going on. But there's definitely more to this. You know, who is the blonde girl? Who is the sword demon? The sword demon has obviously got some sort of connection to Denji's old boss. So many questions, so little answers. Can't wait for more Chainsaw Man. All right, then, people, I've really, really got to go. If you want to get in touch with the show, contact us at, email us, coordinatepod@gmail.com. Come join us in the Discord. Come talk to Benjamin. He's all on his own with me and Tyler for company in there. So come talk to us. Our Discord's great. It's for the network, but we have our own section in there. And we even have a spoiler chat where we talk about the episodes immediately after they happened. So if you're not happy waiting for me and Tyler, you know, dragging our feet along the floor until Thursday or Friday, get into the Discord, people, and come chat with us. Great, great stuff. And yeah, other than that, rate and review us on any podcatching apps that you happen to use. It really helps get the show out there. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell someone on Reddit. How do I use Reddit? I'm getting better at Reddit. I use it for work now. But it's like, I'm still a bit like, how do I do stuff in Reddit? Anyway, I love you all, people, and I'll speak to you all in a couple of weeks, okay? Enjoy the next episode of Chainsaw Man, because I definitely will. So much shit is going down. I love it. All right, everyone. Merry Christmas. Over and out. Speak soon. Bye.